A question coming in. Morning, Zane. What is happening to the petrol price tomorrow? It comes in from Roy. Yeah, Clive has just sort of raised his eyebrows about that. We'll speak to the news team. They will give us the official thing about petrol. I don't think anybody checks petrol now. It's like in January when you broke, then you start checking the price of petrol. I would not call the person who rescued, the dog a good Samaritan. I would call him or her a decent human being. I think so too. And kudos to the gentleman who had rescued this dog. And if you are joining the conversation with us now, what we are chatting about is the dog in an area was probably a dog that was walking around, a pit bull called Justice was walking around in the area. Obviously, a fighter dog has probably got, he's got old scars, which has probably come from dog fighting. And this dog was walking around. The kids threw something at him. He thought it was a morsel of food, picked it up, and it actually exploded in his mouth. And yeah, the SPCA took care of that. What those children did to the dog make me sick to my stomach. I'm in pain for that poor animal. And it comes from Sharon in Seapoint. 021-446-0567. And on the WhatsApp line, if you'd like to send us messages, it's on 072-567-1567.
It's summer. You're with Cape Talk.
If you'd like to be part of the conversation, we were chatting to Clive Amsell, the CEO of RAP and founder of Kick Butt Initiative, and you can find them on the Facebook page, and you can also join them. If there's an area where you are and you say to yourself, no, I can't handle this anymore, then that is what you do. You go to the Facebook page called Kick Butt, and they, of course, will assist and to see what they can do for you in your particular area. Talking about music, and we'll be talking music twice. We have a chat to Rusdin Jazz a little bit later in the program, and hopefully he'll either sing something for us or come and play some of his music for us. But during the festive season, our minds sort of mostly on things like shopping, preparing for special holiday moments, and just getting the year to hurry up so that the new year can begin again. But sometimes we need to take a step back and appreciate people who are doing great work and people who are trying to help those around them. So today, I take a look at a community-based nonprofit organization called Music Enlightenment Project, which launched the Love the Sounds initiative, and it is based in Johannesburg. And if you know somebody in Johannesburg, you can actually send them this podcast, which is on capetalk.co.za. The initiative has so far been encouraging residents in the area to bring their pre-loved musical instruments and donated by adding their theirs underneath the Hyde Park Corner Christmas tree. And today is the last day for that particular drop-off. On the line with me is Hastings, and Hastings is near Renda. Good morning to you, Hastings, and welcome to Cape Talk.
Good morning, Zane. Thank you for having me.
When was this organization established? When did you guys start?
Okay, so it was started 10 years ago. Yeah, we just turned 10 years now by young music students at Viz at the time. And like you said, it was started as a need for us to sort of see where we could play. Some of the kids were singing in Bramfontein, where we were residing as students, and we'd see these kids just roaming about the streets and not having anything to go about. So that's how we came up with the initiative to give and offer music lessons to these kids.
So is it only music lessons that you offer to them, or do you sort of take the full package in terms of, here's an instrument for you, I'll teach you how to play the instrument and do the whole package of singing and creating music and stuff like that?
Okay, so the project runs with the philosophy of one of the music pedagogies, which is the Off-Shuvik pedagogy, which is, like in an actual, it's an approach to music education. And it is a holistic approach to music education where the kids in the project, they move. So they do dance, they do movement, they sing in the classrooms, they play specialized instruments that cater within the Shuvik approach. And from there, then they choose an instrument. So they go and read music through the recorder curriculum that we have. And from there, then they will choose an instrument of which That's where usually the difficulty comes, because some child chooses a French horn, but because we are young and none of us are really, like, you know, in the millions, we can't cater for this child who has chosen a French horn or a cello. So that's where Love the Sound initiative came about, to try and address this immediate need of placing some instruments to some of our underprivileged kids that we have in the project.
Sounds like an amazing project. This morning, chatting to Hastings Nyarenda, is a project coordinator for the Music Enlightenment Project and the Love of Sound Initiative. Why did you decide to create this particular initiative? Was there a need to just keep children off the streets?
So definitely that was the immediate thought. So seeing, because most NGOs or type of projects like ours, they tend to go to the deprived towns around our cities. For example, like in Johannesburg, you find there are projects that are going to Soweto, or in Pretoria, there are projects that are going to Mamelodi. But they actually neglect that in the inner cities, for example, Joburg, there are actually a number of people that are actually residing in these cities, and they're actually kids who are actually being brought about in these cities as well. And to our belief, we thought, like, these kids are actually more prone to things like drugs and immediately exposed to bad things that are actually on the streets themselves. So that was the initial, how can I put it?
Initial aim for you to do.
Yeah, for us to come about with this project. And within the project, we have the philosophy and the vision that we are trying to transform lives of children through the vehicle of music. So since its inception, I can say, like, we have about 1,500 kids that have passed through the project. And you could see, like, these kids have sort of been transformed in a way, going to universities, going to orchestras, like the Johannesburg Youth Orchestra this side, and going to the National School of the Arts. So you can see that there is a development that is going through a life of a child besides the music itself.
Chatting this morning to Hastings Nyarenda, and we're chatting about the Music Enlightenment Project, which is a community-based non-profit organization which launched their Love the Sounds initiative, and this is based out in Johannesburg. You need to take a pre-loved musical instrument that you have, and you know what happens very often, Hastings, is that the child says, I want to play the violin at the age of 6 or 7. I want to play the violin, or I want to play a cello, or I want to do this. And eventually what happens is that that particular musical instrument just lies in the garage. So what are you aiming to ask people what to do with those musical instruments?
So, yeah, definitely, like some of us, we have writing our New Year's resolution, and someone says, no, I want to play guitar, I have trumpet, but then realizes, okay, they really don't want to do it, and then they shove the instrument, like, in the garages, down the shelves, and they are just lying somewhere around the houses. So we're really appealing to people who have such instruments to please bring them to the project. And currently, like, we're harboring all the instruments at Hart Park Corner in Johannesburg, on the middle of the mall, under the Christmas tree, so that we can actually give someone who doesn't have the privilege of actually getting to buy a violin, but they really need the violin. And some of these kids, they're coming from homes where, like, the mom is the sole provider, and they can't really think of buying a violin in that case. So we're just appealing to anyone who has an instrument that they tried, it still functions, like, you can still use it, and bring it to us so that we can place it to one of these kids that we have, and who knows, like, how their future will change from there.
You were talking about 1,500 children that have actually gone through your project, and there must be some of them that actually crept into your heart, and some of them who have become quite sort of seasoned musicians after they've been with your project. Do you name a few of them, What do you sort of remember a few examples of the naughty ones who came to you and became musicians?
No, cool. So we have like five that have actually gone to go and study how to pursue the music through the National School of the Arts. And two of them, they're actually enrolling this next year, 2020, into the music department at Wits University, and that's Nicola, and hopefully Funzani, if she decides what she's really going to, but like she was contemplating on the music as well. So really, like, you can see some who are actually wanting to pursue music further. But most of our kids, when you ask them, like, what do you want to be in life and what do you see where life will take you, they'll tell you, no, I want to be the next president of South Africa. I want to be the next pilot. I want to be a doctor. And these are things that they are getting from the project itself. What we're teaching them through our six core values, which are creativity, compassion, commitment, respect, teamwork, and integrity. And we sort of encompassing all these values in them so that they can be better human beings besides the music that they're getting through the project itself.
Mm. And it also grows that self-confidence of the child, knowing that they can master a musical instrument. You started this initiative, and how successful has it been? Today's the last day for the drop-off.
So really, I'm really proud of, like, the South African community. They've really come through. We've received quite a bunch of guitars and a number of other instruments, like a cello, that we got. There has been, like, really response, and we have been getting feedback that maybe in the next few weeks, though today is the last day, but some people have really committed to help us as a project and see where they will help us throughout the next couple of years coming. So really, people reached out, and we are so thankful, and we're still appealing to anyone. It might be the last day, but there can be future communications that can go on if someone still thinks, like, okay, they're on holiday now, how would they be able to get hold of us? Like, we can give them our information so that they can come through even after this holiday season.
Mm. I was going to say maybe we should get some of the very talented, high-profile celebrity musicians to also come and assist in this particular project. Hastings near Renda, chatting to us. He's the project coordinator for the Music Enlightenment Project and Love of Sounds Initiative. And this is a brilliant initiative that you guys have put together. Any sort of idea if you'll be bringing this initiative down to Cape Town?
Definitely, like, it is a possibility, and like we as a project, we're trying to have this vision go global, like enriching the lives of all children through the vehicle of music. So whether the children are in Cape Town, in KwaZulu-Natal, or abroad, you know, so that's a possibility. And maybe in future, like, we'll have talks with some of our Cape Town peers who would like to collaborate with the project and see it happen. Because, like, you know, like, there is the Cape flood, and something like this, even if it's five kids that are affected, like, positively out of it, it's something that we really appreciate, and if it happens in Cape Town, that would be very, very amazing. So if there's someone who's listening and they think, like, they would like to collaborate with us in some way, we are very welcome to the idea.
How did they get hold of you if there's somebody in Cape Town? I know there's a lot of musicians sitting out there saying, we want to be part of this, so where would they find you?
Okay, so our website is www.musicenlightenmentproject.co.za, and you can also find us on Instagram. Our handle is @MEPBRAM. That's @MEPBRAAM. And yeah, if you go on maybe quicker, like on the Instagram, then you also see our links to the website and further social media and contact links that you can find.
Hastings, thank you so much, and all the best for your particular project. It's called the Enlightenment Project, and all the best for that, and a happy new year, and everything of the best for 2020.